Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Sports Radio 92.9, The Game, back at a Chuckery Show, hanging out in the Kia Studios. Final hour of the program is the start of the Brown Liquor Music Hour. Chuck Rose gets first request. It's James DeBarge's birthday today. I guess lead singer for DeBarge. He was the one married to Janet Jackson, right?
Yeah.
So this is one of their big hits. I'm sure we'll hear some more DeBarge. Busy final hour of the show. We got Rank'em coming up at 9:40, 404-726-0929. That is the Solomon Brothers Diamond text line to be a part of the show and get your Rank'em list in. I am at JMSH316 on Twitter. He's at TheDLewis4Real on Twitter, and you can hit us up with Rank'em lists there as well. Braves up 3-0 right now. Marcell Ozuna has added to the home run party. Ozuna and Rosario tonight, 5-for-6, 3 runs and 3 RBI. Is that good? 5-for-6, 3 runs,
yeah,
3 RBI.
That's good stuff right there.
By the way, Nicky Lopez has a couple of hits tonight in the 9-hole, and Ronnie's got 2 stolen bases. So, now again, we talked about this earlier in the show, and I just did some quick math. This is game number 125 for the Atlanta Braves. They have hit now 2 home runs tonight. That puts them at 239 homers on the season. And by the way, I saw from what's that girl's name? Sarah Langs, I believe is what her name is. The Braves are the fastest to 7 players with 20 homers in baseball history. 7 players have 20 homers now for the Braves. Fastest to that in baseball history. And when you look now, the 239 homers in 125 games puts them on pace for 309.74 home runs. So you can say 309, 310. Now, we talked about earlier, 307 is the record. That's the Minnesota Twins mark in 2019. The Yankees hit 306 that year. How crazy is that? So right now, the Braves are staying pace, and we talked about the schedule. Look, there's plenty of opportunity, whether you're in Coors Field, whether you're in Philadelphia, whether you're playing the Pirates, whether you're playing some of these vagabond chump teams. There's a lot of opportunity to, you know, get to that 300-and-something number, and I think it's going to happen. I there's no reason that this team is going to – I mean, think about – the fact that Olsen has had a little bit of struggle here lately, they haven't missed a beat. Hadn't missed a beat. Still scoring a bunch of runs, still hitting a bunch of home runs. So it's been remarkable what they've been able to do. you know, so far this year as far as the home run ball goes. And Bryce Elder's through five innings, he's got one hit and no runs, 81 pitches. So I would guess that he's at least going to go six innings, maybe seven if he is efficient with his pitch count coming up in this sixth inning. But if he can be efficient, then he may end up to seven. But probably, you know, let's probably think more realistically. Probably if you get six innings out of him with a 3-0 lead or more, then they're in pretty good shape. And you can hand it off to your bullpen, and you can get the seventh, eighth, and ninth and be done with it. So, again, I'm not sure if this is going to be Elder's last inning when the Braves come back out, but it may be. I mean, 81 pitches, again, if he can be efficient, then he might get a seventh inning out of all of it. And remember, it was seven innings and a hit and no earned runs his last start. If he can put up back-to-back seven-inning one-hit efforts in back-to-back starts, I will feel like that we're in much better shape. Now, all of a sudden, and see here again, they got the 237 homers that they've put up there. I don't think that's right, though. I think it's 239. I mean, according to Baseball Reference, they've got 239 home runs. So, again, I don't know if that's the right number, but hey, we'll go with it. Or at least I'll go with Baseball Reference when all is said and done. But it's been a magical ride, and obviously, you know, you look all up and down this lineup, and we talked about the idea of it's always somebody. Like, there's always somebody doing something, you know, in this lineup. And, you know, it's a different guy, it feels like, every night. You know, Ronnie's been obviously very consistent, and, you know, he's been the MVP of the league and been the standout, but it's always somebody in this lineup doing something, no matter where they're hitting. I mean, no matter what the lineup is at the end of the night. I mean, without Ozzy, you know, Michael Harris is getting a chance to hit second. And, you know, without Ozzy, you know, Lopez is getting starts. And Vaughn Grissom got a start last night. And they've got D'Arnaud in the lineup here tonight. You know, again, he's catching tonight. Sean Murphy getting a night off. So, again, this team just doesn't have any holes in its lineup. Just doesn't have a soft spot or a soft underbelly, you know, in this lineup, 1 through 9. That feels like nobody is an easy out, or nobody's going to give you, you know, 4 at-bats and 0-for-4, and you can pencil that in, you know, every night. Like, you don't feel like that. And obviously without the, you know, starting pitcher now with the full-time DH, I mean, it's – you know, it's even more, you know, more noticeable in the lineups and stuff like that. So, again, we'll keep you up to date here as we got about an hour to go before. What's up next, JR Sports Brief? Is that coming up next? So, and again, Falcons football coming up here Thursday night, 5:30 pregame, 7:30 kick. Wes and Dave will have the call. Chris Goforth and Mike Johnson now handling all of our pre, post, and halftime duties. Those two guys will have you covered through all three phases of that. Then Wes and Dave will have the call coming up at 7:30 as the Falcons wrap up preseason. And it's going to be interesting to see who stays, who goes on this team, and what the end, you know, eventual depth chart will look like come week one. Now, I'm excited to see that, you know, as well. Look, I want to know who wins the actual punt return battle. Not who we're just kind of listing on, you know, a depth chart in the preseason. Who actually wins this battle? Who's the person that actually wins this battle when all is said and done? So I want to see that, and obviously, you know, see what this defensive line, linebackers, you know, what all of those guys look like. What's the role going to be for Jalen Hawkins? How much is he going to play? Is it guaranteed that Richie Grant's going to be the starter? Like, there's a lot of intriguing things about this football team. You know, and we heard from Steve Wyche, I mean, earlier, and we talked about the idea of, look, they've gotten accomplished what they need to. I know fans want to see more guys play longer, more guys, you know, be the starters. But look, the NFL is not like that anymore.
You know, and I didn't really hear anybody mention this, but if I'm – there could be a situation where they're so excited, meaning Arthur Smith and them, they're so excited about what they have that maybe it is a good idea. Like, maybe they feel like, you know what, we don't need to put, we don't need to display anything else.
Well, again, you're never going to get anything other than vanilla offenses and defenses, right?
Yeah.
I mean, you're not going to get, you're not going to get all the tricks pulled out. They're not going to run their best fourth down play in a preseason game, right? I mean, that's never going to happen. But and I know, and look, I know Day-Day, fans want to see the starters in the preseason. But now that there's a regular season game, that's a 17th game, now that you only have three preseason games, you know, now, and truthfully, again, we've talked about this a lot. I've talked about this with Randy McMichael and Hugh Douglas. They don't practice anymore.
Mm-mm.
Like, I mean, yes, they practice, but they don't practice the way that they did in the old days. They don't have two-a-days. Mm-mm. And that's why those practices with other teams are so valuable, that's how you're evaluating. You know, it's not a long camp. It's not a physical camp. I mean, I'm not saying that they don't get to whatever, but it's not the same kind of camp that it was 20 years ago. It's totally different.
Yep.
You know, and it's just a different environment and atmosphere. So, again, I understand fans' perspective. They want to see starters play, and especially when you're paying full freight, right? I mean, if you're paying full freight for a game, you want to see more than Logan Woodside play 80% of the snaps. Yeah. I get that.
That's the NFL's fault. You shouldn't be charging people kind of money for a preseason game.
But you know what, though? You know what, though, Day-Day?
People
get away with it.
Yeah, people do it.
Yep. People pay.
People do it.
They get away with it. I mean, again, you have a choice. You can boycott the game and not show up.
Yeah.
Have zero fans in the stands. Organize a boycott where not a single solitary person goes into Mercedes-Benz to see a Falcons preseason game. What's the chances of that happening?
That's why I say they never, you know, whenever there's those issues, they, you know, they show their hand because they know it's not going to be much.
Of course. They know that people are going to be there. They know that people are going to show up. They know what the deal is. They know the NFL is king right now. They know that the NFL is the top of the sports pantheon, right? Like, it's the top of the charts. It's the tippy top of the pyramid. They know they can get away with just about anything. And people keep running back.
Yeah.
People keep running back. You know, it doesn't matter. You know, again, when you could have fans in stands, even if it was Wednesday afternoon at 3:30 in the middle of a pandemic, when you could have fans in stands, there were people still going to games. People were still going to be out there. So it's just the nature of the beast with the NFL. It's just the nature of where we're at with all of this. So NFL is king. NFL is king. I mean, that's the reality of it. So, but again, Falcons will wrap up preseason on Thursday, and we'll see what happens. You know, again, as they go through the weekend and get to roster cuts and all that good kind of stuff, you know, we'll see what happens, who stays, who goes, and obviously we'll have a lot to break down just even from all of that. All right, when we get back, it'll be time for That's Life. Wendy's has introduced a couple of new menu items. See if this is something that you may want to get involved in or partake in or taste test or what have you with all of it. Chuck, we're hanging out in the Kia Studios. Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game, the Odyssey.com app. So that you know for sure.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Radio 92.9 The Game, back at it. Chuckery Show, 920 in the Kia Studios. You know what time it is.
That's life.
That's life.
That's what all the people say.
404-726-0929. 20 minutes from right now, we got Rank'em coming up. So hit us up with the list on the text line at JMCH316 at the D. Lewis for real. And this Braves game is going to frustrate the crap out of me when it's all said and done. So, anyway. Day-Day, with football season right around the corner, Wendy's is celebrating a launch of some new menu items. Okay?
All right, give it to me.
Starting today, the Loaded Nacho Cheeseburger features the experience of a nacho platter inside a burger. The burger includes roasted poblano queso, spicy corn, and tortilla strips, a spicy chipotle sauce, and a jalapeno cheddar bun. What the F?
Yeah, that's too much going on right there. Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Mm-mm. How about this? The Loaded Nacho Chicken Sandwich. It's basically the same thing as a burger, except that it's got chicken instead of beef. Can I tell you that they show this picture on here? It looks like a billy goat threw up. That's what it looks like. It looks like a billy goat threw up all over this burger. The other menu item is queso fries.
Yeah, I'm good.
At Wendy's, we are dedicated to creating exceptional, craveable experiences for our passionate fans. Our talented culinary team continues to deliver time and time again with our stacked, made-to-crave roster. The new Loaded Nacho Cheeseburger pays homage to two American tailgating classics, cheeseburgers and nachos. And we'll have fans leaving the other guys behind and making the transfer to Wendy's this season. Let me tell you, what it's also going to have is fans that are having to run to the bathroom.
A lot.
That's the other thing it's going to do. Jalapeno buns and chipotle sauces.
Heartburn City, baby.
They're not going to be able to go to the other guys because they're going to be spending too much time in the bathroom. Oh, my God. But that's where we're at with all of this stuff. So, a few birthdays today. Some good wrestling birthdays today. We heard from Darby Allin. Mm-hmm. The Usos' birthday is today.
Usos.
Jimmy and Jay's birthday.
We got to get into that. I wish we had time tonight because it's kind of really hard to peg what's really going on.
It's getting ridiculous.
Yeah.
I mean, it's. Here's what I, you know, again, listening to Cornette's podcast, it's jumped the shark. Like, it's jumped the shark.
Mm.
And again, you should have put the belt on Cody at WrestleMania.
Yeah.
Should have put the belt on him at WrestleMania. Yeah. But they got Survivor Series coming up here, November.
It's really hard.
It's jumping the shark.
Yeah.
So, and even Cody is kind of lost now.
Yeah, because now they've got him having to.
Well, now that they've got him past Brock, what is there for him to do?
Mm-hmm.
Like, who's at his level?
Right.
And now he's tagging up with Seth Franklin Rollins and, you know.
And Kevin Owens and what's this guy?
Back.
Yeah. Yeah.
There's been nothing for the tag team to do either.
Yeah. Mm-mm.
So, anyway. Stevie Ray's birthday is today. Brother of Booker T.
Mm-hmm.
So, Harlem Heat, one of the great tag teams of all time. Absolutely one of the great tag teams of all time. That was Booker's theme for a long time, you know, as a single wrestler.
Yep.
But those were great days. I mean, that was some great tag team action. The Steiners, Harlem Heat. I mean, those 90s, you know, mid-90s WCW days were good stuff. One of my grandpa's favorite players, one of my favorite players as well, Carl Yastrzemski's birthday is today. And remember, his grandson plays, I believe, for the San Francisco Giants, or at least he did.
Okay.
Mike Yastrzemski plays for the Giants. And it is Dua Lipa's birthday today.
You like her.
Oh, I like her a lot. I really like Dua Lipa. I think she's very talented. I think she's a really good performer. She's got a lot of great songs. But, boy, she is just gorgeous. I mean, she has that striking kind of look to her, that Albanian, in her.
Yeah.
So today is also National Cinema Day. It's National Cinema Day. So with that, tonight's top 10 list, your top 10 favorite movie you can watch thousands of times. These may not be your all-time favorite movies. They may not be the best movie. But, you know, like when these movies are on, you don't change the channel.
Yeah.
And you just let the thing play.
Mm-hmm.
Even if you're cooking nacho cheeseburgers in the kitchen, you just let these movies play and you don't ever change the channel.
Yep.
Day-Day, the floor is yours.
All right. So three of these are going to actually be from my high school days or pre-high school and high school days, and literally coming home every day, I'd watch these. Top Gun.
Oh, okay. Good.
Weird Science.
Ha, ha, ha.
The Five Heartbeats. So
oh,
those
yeah.
three were movies.
The great
that,
Robert Townsend.
Yeah. Yep.
Is he still with us?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
He is, yep. And then Empire Strikes Back.
Well, that's on my list as well.
Yeah.
Because, again, it's still the best Star Wars movie.
Yeah.
I mean, and I'm not, again, as time goes on,
mm-hmm.
I'm not even sure it's that close of a race. Even with the first one, I'm not even sure that the race is very close when it comes to the best Star Wars movie of all time.
Yeah, no, Empire is definitely number one. Now, fast forward to, you know, recent years, Rogue One.
Great movie.
Is number two for me as far as Star Wars movies, but it's on my list. It's one I can watch over and over.
The best scene ever in a Star Wars movie is without a doubt when Darth Vader comes through that door and just, I mean, I can, so Day-Day, I can remember watching that in the movie theater.
Yep.
I went and saw Rogue One, and Rogue One's a really good movie.
It is.
Like, again, some of those prequels, like the Han Solo movie, dreadful. Dreadful. I'll argue with anybody. That movie should have been named Dopo. It's a bunch of dopes. But that scene in Rogue One.
It was classic.
Like, the movie, there was a bunch of people in the movie theater. we were literally like standing up like, holy crap, yeah. Like, this is the greatest thing of all time.
Yes.
And it's like 3 minutes is all it is.
Yep.
I mean, it's just like 3 minutes long, but it's like everything you've always wanted to see
mm-hmm.
in the Star Wars franchise.
Yes.
All rolled into 1 3-minute moment.
Yes.
Greatest scene of all time. It's,
yes.
It is ridiculously good. I mean, again, it stands up too. I mean, mm-hmm. I'll watch it here in break. But it's just a great, great scene.
It is. It is. A movie we talked about the other week, Snatch. I really like that one with Brad Pitt and Jason Statham and all those guys.
I mean, my guy, man. I mean, he's Dennis Farina is so great. I love Dennis Farina.
Yep.
One of my absolute favorite actors of all time.
Yeah, man. Sleepy Hollow.
You mean
Johnny
this schmuck is gambling?
Right.
Oh, so great. Freddy Fourfingers. You know why they call him Freddy Fourfingers?
Yeah, Dad, we
so
know.
So great. Yeah. So great. So great.
Sleepy Hollow with Johnny Depp.
Really?
Yeah, I love that movie, man.
Wow. Okay.
I love that movie. What Lies Beneath with Michelle Pfeiffer and Harrison Ford.
Mm-hmm.
And Dark Knight and Winter Soldier.
Yeah. I've got the Dark Knight on my. I mean, look, I've seen that movie at least 1,000 times. Every time it's on, it's mm-hmm. still just as good.
Yeah.
1,000 times in.
Yep.
As it was back then.
Yep.
I mean, it was so good, but it's still so good.
Yep.
I mean, it really holds up. So,
yep.
Yeah, I had the umpire strikes out. I had the Dark Knight as well. The three mobster movies, Goodfellas, when it's on, like, I'll get lost in 3 hours of Goodfellas.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, and Casino is another one.
That's a good one.
I love to just let Casino run in the background.
Mm-hmm.
And then, obviously, The Godfather. I mean, the original Godfather. Not even so much number two, but the original Godfather.
Yeah.
Like, that movie, and again, it's like 3 hours long, but
mm-hmm.
you can just play that in the background, and I'll just sit there and just be mesmerized by watching it. This really is one of my favorite movies of all time. And every time it comes on, I have to watch it, but because it's my favorite scene in a movie of all time. But Saturday Night Fever.
Okay.
I mean,
it's
in my top five all time. I was alive during that era.
Right.
I remember that era. Mm-hmm. I love disco music. I had the albums.
Nice.
You know, and I had the dress, and I wanted to be John Travolta. I wanted to be Tony Manero. It's my favorite scene ever, the dance scene.
Right.
When he dances to You Should Be Dancing.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's my favorite scene of all time in a movie. So, again, and you know, I watched it about a year or two ago.
Okay.
The unedited version. It's you could never make that movie today.
Mm-hmm.
Like, with the language
right.
and
yeah.
the racial slurs and all that.
Yep. Yeah.
Homophobic slurs. Like,
yep.
You could do that in 1977. You could never do that movie today.
No.
You can never make that movie again today. Tombstone.
Oh, yeah. That's a good one.
That's one of those movies that I just find myself just transfixed in.
Yeah.
Like, there's so many good actors.
Yep.
Such good acting. The story is really good.
Yep.
There's just a lot to like about it. And again, it's probably not my favorite movie, probably not even my 10 favorite movies, but it's just so well done that you can just sit there and watch it, and the cast is so good.
Yeah, love Val Kilmer in that movie.
Yeah, he's tremendous.
Mm-hmm.
Couple of comedies. Caddyshack. I can always sit and watch Caddyshack. I think it's the funniest movie ever made. I think Caddyshack is a masterpiece of comedy.
Mm-hmm.
And there's not, I'm telling you, like I have said, Ted Knight pulls off one of the great performances in comedic history. Like, he is, Judge Smales is one of the great characters and one of the great performances of all time in comedies. Anchorman's another one that
That's
I just,
one.
The original Anchorman, not that, oh my God, the sequel that they did was awful, but the original Anchorman is just so ridiculously over the top. And so is Dumb and Dumber. That's on my list, too.
Yeah.
I mean, Dumb and Dumber, like, that movie is way ahead of its time
mm-hmm.
for just how ridiculous, you know, it is. And it's just, it's so stupid.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, really, it is, but it's just so funny.
Yep.
It's just so funny to sit there and watch. And then my final movie, A Few Good Men.
Okay.
And
I think we talked about that last week.
Yeah, you know,
yeah.
Anytime that movie is on, I can watch it. I can just watch the whole thing.
Yeah.
Like, I love that movie. I love the acting in it. I love the cast. Mm-hmm. Jack Nicholson is magnificent. Tom Cruise is fantastic. Mm-hmm. I wish those guys would have worked together even more.
Yeah.
But that movie is just, it's so compelling. Like, again, it's over the top and everything else, but it's just so compelling to sit there and watch it.
Yeah.
So it is so good. So
yeah.
Hit us up with your list as well. When we get back, it will be time for Rank 'Em, 404-726-0929. Chuck Green, the Kia Studios, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, Odyssey.com app. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, back at a Chuck Reese Show, hanging out in the Key Studios on this Tuesday night with you. 404-726-0929. Solomon Brothers Diamond text line. At JMCH316. At the D. Lewis for real. Used to have a little bit of fun on the weekends. We would pick Randy's brain, pick Hugh's brain. Sometimes I gave him a list of things to put in order. We decided to steal it, and we call this segment Rank 'Em.
Let's go, JC. All right, man. Watching a little Braves baseball tonight, talking about all these records that the Braves are going to probably have set by the end of the regular season. Mm-hmm. So, if you were in the majors, rank these categories that you wouldn't mind leading the league in. Single season home runs, single season pitching strikeouts, single season stolen bases, single season RBIs.
Well, obviously home runs because chicks need the long ball. Stolen bases would be number two. What was the other one? Strikeouts?
Strikeouts, pitching strikeouts, and then RBIs.
Pitching strikeouts, number three, and then RBI, number four. But, yeah, chicks dig the long ball. So, I mean, again, I want to hit all the home runs. So, how you get them.
All right, got a couple of football ones here for you as we get ready for the season. Rank these all-time receiving leaders. Jerry Rice, Larry Fitzgerald, Tim Brown, Marvin Harrison.
I mean, I think Jerry Rice is in the discussion as the greatest football player of all time. Regardless of position.
Wow,
I think Jerry Rice is. I don't think that there are five guys in the history of football, professional football, that are better football players than what Jerry Rice was.
Mm-hmm,
nobody
mm-hmm.
outworked him. Nobody competed with him. Nobody argued about him being the best of all time. I mean, there's really no argument. I mean, he's in a class by himself.
Right,
there are a lot of discussions about who's the best in the NFL,
mm-hmm.
quarterbacks, running backs, all this kind of stuff. Is there anybody that doesn't think that Jerry Rice isn't the greatest wide receiver in NFL history?
No.
I know how good Terrell Owens were and Randy Moss, but nobody compares to Jerry Rice.
Right.
So
yeah.
I think he's number one. Who's the other three you said?
Larry Fitzgerald, Tim Brown, and Marvin Harrison.
I think Marvin Harrison's number two on that list. I'll take Fitzgerald three, and I know it's sacrilege, but I mean Tim Brown. Tim Brown was just a great all-around player, but I think Fitzgerald is a better wide receiver than what he was.
Okay, all right. Getting you ready for week zero.
Mm-hmm.
Rank these games, which I know you're probably only going to watch one of them, and I know which one that probably will be. Navy Notre Dame, Vandy Hawaii, San Diego State Ohio, USC San Jose.
What did you say the first game was?
Navy-Notre Dame.
That's an intriguing game
because mm-hmm.
I want to see what Notre Dame looks like. They can be a top 10 team.
Yeah.
So I'll actually put that number one.
Okay.
Vandy, Ohio. What was the other two?
San Diego. Vandy, Hawaii, San Diego State, Ohio, USC, San Jose.
Southern Cal and San Jose.
Okay.
San Jose usually hucks it around a little bit.
Okay.
I'll put that number two. I'll take, you said Vandy and who?
Hawaii and then San Diego State, Ohio.
I'll take San Diego State and Ohio, the Ohio Bobcats. That's my that's my stepsister's alma mater.
Oh, nice.
Ohio. That's where Bill Bender went to college, too. So.
Okay.
And then Vandy, again, I don't know what Vandy. No thanks.
All right, one more. Tailgating food or food drinks, right?
Nacho cheeseburger. Oh, sorry.
All right, beer, hot dogs, chips, burgers. Rank them.
Burgers one, hot dogs two, beer three, and chips probably four.
Nice.
Again, I'm not going to fill up on chips. I'd rather have the burgers and beer and all that. So,
all right.
Let's do from my Twitter page. Our buddy Marco, rank these James Bond henchmen: Odd Job, Jaws, Baron, Sam D. And Rosa Klebb. Well, Jaws is number one. I take Jaws. Richard Kiel. I have his autograph, by the way, too, in my
nice.
James Bond collection.
Oh,
so
sweet.
I do have his autograph. The great Professor Tanaka, Oddjob from Goldfinger. That's number two. I'll take Rosa Klebb three, and I didn't think that Baron... Isn't that the guy that played Freddie Mercury in Queen? That Baron Samedi or whatever?
So, yeah.
That last guy that was in that No Time to Die, like, he was dreadful. dreadful. Let's see here. From our buddy Alvy Cohen, rank these doctors: Trapper John, M.D., Marcus Welby, B.J. Honeycutt, and Ben Casey. I'll take Trapper John, M.D., the great Pernell Roberts. I'll take Marcus Welby two. I'll take Ben Casey three. And I did not like B.J. Honeycutt. That was Mike Farrell's character in MASH.
Right.
I loved Wayne Rogers when he was in MASH.
Okay.
I can't remember what his name was, but I loved Wayne Rogers' character in MASH. And let's get hot takey here for a minute, okay?
Okay.
The first 2 years of MASH,
mm-hmm.
when they had Wayne Rogers, when they had McLean Stevenson,
mm-hmm.
when they still had Larry Linville, who was Frank Burns, that is the best TV maybe ever done. Like, that first 2 years of MASH is some of the best TV ever done. That was comedy gold to watch those guys in action. Again, that's when their cast was the absolute best. And then after that, when they started getting all these people that left the shows,
mm-hmm.
It was just dreadful. I mean, and I like MASH. It's one of my favorites. Oh, Baron Samedi was from Live and Let Die, the voodoo guy. Oh.
Okay,
that's the guy. You remember the guy from the Sprite commercial? Remember the guy that did that had the very deep voice?
Yeah.
Right,
yeah,
the Sprite guy.
Yeah, that's him.
That's him. That's
oh, wow.
That's
okay.
him.
Okay.
So, yeah, but I'll still put him fourth because he didn't do much.
Right.
Right. I mean.
Right.
He fought James Bond at the very end in Live and mm-hmm. Let Die, and then he got killed right away.
Yeah.
Like, he didn't do much of anything.
Yeah.
So I still put him number two. From our buddy Matt Ryan, rank these Pac-12 teams, 2008 USC, 2010 Oregon, 2011 Stanford, 2014 Oregon. Well, I've always got a soft spot for the 2008 Southern Cal Trojans. I'll take Stanford number two just for the hell of it. I'll take the 14 Oregon team, and I'll put the 2010 last. From our buddy Rusty on Twitter, rank these: Tiffany Amber Thiessen, Penelope Cruz, Denise Richards, Heather Locklear. Oh, boy. I'll take Denise Richards one, Tiffany Amber Thiessen two, Penelope Cruz three, and Heather Locklear four. One more from Rusty. Rank these fashion statements: 80s Miami Vice, 60s Goodfellas suit and tie, 70s disco, 90s big and baggy fashion. Well, I had the Don Johnson, the linen suit coat.
The suit with the white
T-shirt.
With the chest.
I mean, I was going to Chess King and buying all of that stuff. So that's number one. Number two, disco. I had the sequin shirt. I had the big lapels. I had the bell bottoms. I had all of that as a kid. I'll take Goodfellas number two. And I, again, by the time the 90s came around, I was already out of high school and too old for big and baggy pants and all these kinds of things.
All right.
Let's grab a couple of quick ones.
Okay, cool. You ready?
Yep.
All right, here we go. First up is MSTRIGGAWHO. Miss Trigger Who.
Miss Trigger Who. It says Ms. Trigger Happy. So, all right, let's see here. We got, we got her.
All right. This one, I guess it's Baha Yogi, BAHAYOGI.
Okay. And Baha Yogi, Alex Kaufman is her name.
Okay, got her.
Hang on, let's see if she pops up. Okay. Oh, she's got the the buzz cut going. Okay.
Yeah. All right. Art. Let's see. It's A. I think. Is that A? I think. A. No, maybe it's A-N. I'm sorry. A-N-T.
A-N-T.
D-I-K-A-Y.
D-I-K-A-Y. No.
No, so then it might be an R. I'm sorry. So A-R-T. It might be art. I'm sorry.
A-R-T.
D-I-K-Y. K-A-Y.
D-I-K-A-Y. Yes. Yeah, Anastasia, okay. Mm-hmm. I believe is her name. Yep. Then we got to go to the images. It didn't pull her up. Okay. Gee, she's healthy. All right.
And then Real Bernice Burgos. Real is R-E-A-L.
Uh-huh.
Bernice is B-E-R-N-I-C-E.
Mm-hmm.
And then Burgos is B-U-R-G-O-S.
Yeah, she pulled up here. And let me see. All right. She's definitely number one. she's definitely number one. I'll take... What's a artsy fartsy number two, arts and crafts number two. I will definitely take Alex Kaufman number three. I like that look on okay. that buzz yeah. buzz blonde cut and Miss Triggered and Happy and all that should be number
sure
four.
Yeah. All right, I think we can get another one in. Yeah. Stella, so STELLA.
Okay.
Cat with a K, KAT.
Okay.
Uncut.
Uncut. All right. Stella Cat. Let's see if she pulls up on here. Nope. She didn't pull up on that one. And let's go to the images. And oh boy. let's see here. Okay. We got her.
Got her. All right. And then this next one is Brianna Amor. So B R I A N N A A M O R.
A M O R. All right, Brianna DeFrancisco. All right, let's pull her up. And we got her. All right, next.
All right, Louisa. I'm not even going to attempt to pronounce this second name. But it's Louisa Khovansky. Kovansky.
Okay. Louisa Kovansky, let's see. She's got 4 million followers on her Instagram page, man. You get paid for these Instagram things when you get
you them. Used to. I don't know if that's still the deal, but yeah, big, you know, if you used to, that was the whole thing about social media back when Twitter and Instagram started. The more followers you had, you could probably potentially land yourself some.
Yeah, I'm not going to get.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you, and everyone on your list, at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores, or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, back at a Chuck Reese Show, hanging out in the Keys Studios on this Tuesday night with you. 404-726-0929, Solomon Brothers Diamond text line, at JMCH316, at the D. Lewis for real. Used to have a little bit of fun on the weekends. We would pick Randy's brain, pick Hugh's brain. Sometimes I gave him a list of things to put in order. We decided to steal it, and we call this segment Rank 'em.
Let's go, JC. All right, man. Watching a little Braves baseball tonight, talking about all these records that the Braves are going to probably have set by the end of the regular season. Mm-hmm. So, if you were in the majors, rank these categories that you wouldn't mind leading the league in. Single season home runs, single season pitching strikeouts, single season stolen bases, single season RBIs.
Well, obviously home runs because chicks take the long ball. Stolen bases would be number two. What was the other one? Strikeouts?
Strikeouts, pitching strikeouts, and then RBIs.
Pitching strikeouts number three, and then RBI number four. But, yeah, chicks dig the long ball. So, I mean, again, I want to hit all the home runs, so that's right. How you get them.
All right, got a couple of football ones here for you as we get ready for the season. Rank these all-time receiving leaders. Jerry Rice, Larry Fitzgerald, Tim Brown, Marvin Harrison.
I mean, I think Jerry Rice is in the discussion as the greatest football player of all time. Regardless of position.
Wow,
I think Jerry Rice is – I don't think that there are five guys in the history of football, professional football, that are better football players than what Jerry Rice was.
Mm-hmm,
nobody
mm-hmm.
outworked him. Nobody competed with him. Nobody argued about him being the best of all time. I mean, there's really no argument. I mean, he's in a class by himself.
Right,
there are a lot of discussions about who's the best in the NFL,
mm-hmm.
quarterbacks, running backs, all this kind of stuff. Is there anybody that doesn't think that Jerry Rice isn't the greatest wide receiver in NFL history?
No,
I know how good Terrell Owens were and Randy Moss, but nobody compares to Jerry Rice.
Right.
So
yeah.
I think he's number one. Who's the other three you said?
Larry Fitzgerald, Tim Brown, and Marvin Harrison.
I think Marvin Harrison's number two on that list. I'll take Fitzgerald three, and I know it's sacrilege, but I mean Tim Brown was just a great all-around player, but I think Fitzgerald is a better wide receiver than what he was.
Okay, all right. Getting you ready for week zero.
Mm-hmm.
Rank these games, which I know you're probably only going to watch one of them, and I know which one that probably will be. Navy Notre Dame, Vandy Hawaii, San Diego State Ohio, USC San Jose.
What did you say the first game was?
Navy Notre Dame.
That's an intriguing game because I want to see what Notre Dame looks like. They can be a top 10 team. Yeah. So I'll actually put that number one.
Okay.
Vandy, Ohio. What was the other two?
San Diego. Vandy, Hawaii. San Diego State, Ohio. USC, San Jose.
Southern Cal and San Jose.
Okay.
San Jose usually hucks it around a little bit. Okay. I'll put that number two. I'll take, you said Vandy and who?
Hawaii and then San Diego State, Ohio.
I'll take San Diego State and Ohio, the Ohio Bobcats. That's my that's my stepsister's alma mater.
Oh, nice.
Ohio. That's where Bill Bender went for college, too. So.
Okay.
And then Vandy, again, I don't know what Vandy is. No thanks.
All right, one more. Tailgating food or food drinks.
Right? Nacho cheeseburger. Oh, sorry.
All right, beer, hot dogs, chips, burgers. Rank them.
Burgers one, hot dogs two, beer three, and chips probably four.
Nice.
Again, I'm not going to fill up on chips. I'd rather have the burgers and beer in all of that. So,
all right.
Let's do from my Twitter page. Our buddy Marco, rank these James Bond henchmen: Odd Job, Jaws, Baron, and Rosa Klebb. Well, Jaws is number one. I take Jaws. Richard Kiel. I have his autograph, by the way, too, in my
nice.
James Bond collection.
Oh,
so
sweet.
I do have his autograph. The great Professor Tanaka, Oddjob from Goldfinger. That's number two. I'll take Rosa Klebb three, and I didn't think that Baron isn't that the guy that played Freddie Mercury in Queen, that Baron Samedi or whatever.
So, yeah,
that last guy that was in that No Time to Die, like he was dreadful, dreadful. Let's see here from our buddy Alvy Cohen. Rank these doctors: Trapper John, M.D., Marcus Welby, B.J. Honeycutt, and Ben Casey. I'll take Trapper John, M.D., the great Pernell Roberts. I'll take Marcus Welby two. I'll take Ben Casey three. And I did not like B.J. Honeycutt. That was Mike Farrell's character in MASH.
Right.
I loved Wayne Rogers when he was in MASH.
Okay.
I can't remember what his name was, but I loved Wayne Rogers' character in MASH. And let's get hot takey here for a minute, okay?
Okay.
The first 2 years of MASH, mm-hmm. when they had Wayne Rogers, when they had McClane Stevenson, mm-hmm. when they still had Larry Linville, who was Frank Burns, that is the best TV maybe ever done. Like, that first 2 years of MASH is some of the best TV ever done. That was comedy gold to watch those guys in action. Again, that's when their cast was the absolute best. And then after that, when they started getting all these people that left the shows, it was just dreadful. I mean, and I like MASH. It's one of my favorites. Oh, Baron Samedi was from Live and Let Die, the voodoo guy. Oh.
Okay,
that's the guy. You remember the guy from the Sprite commercial? Remember the guy that did that had the very deep voice?
Right, the Sprite guy. Yeah, that's him.
That's him. That's him.
Okay.
So, I'll still put him fourth because he didn't do much.
Right.
Right. I mean.
Right.
He fought James Bond at the very end in Live and Let Die, and then he got killed right away.
Yeah.
Like, he didn't do much of anything.
Yeah.
So I still put him number two. From our buddy Matt Ryan, rank these Pac-10-12 teams. 2008 USC, 2010 Oregon, 2011 Stanford, 2014 Oregon. Well, I've always got a soft spot for the 2008 Southern Cal Trojans. I'll take Stanford number two just for the hell of it. I'll take the 14 Oregon team, and I'll put the 2010 last. From our buddy Rusty on Twitter, rank these: Tiffany Amber Thiessen, Penelope Cruz, Denise Richards, Heather Locklear. Oh, boy. I'll take Denise Richards one, Tiffany Amber Thiessen two, Penelope Cruz three, and Heather Locklear four. One more from Rusty. Rank these fashion statements: 80s Miami Vice, 60s Goodfellas suit and tie, 70s disco, 90s big and baggy fashion. Well, Listen, I had the Don Johnson, the linen suit coat.
The
suit
with the white
T-shirt.
With the chest.
I mean, I was going to Chess King and buying all of that stuff. So that's number one. Number two, disco. I had the sequin shirt. I had the big lapels. I had the bell bottoms. I had all of that as a kid. I'll take Goodfellas number two. And by the time the 90s came around, I was already out of high school and too old for big and baggy pants and all these kinds of things.
All right.
Let's grab a couple of quick ones.
Okay, cool. You ready?
Yep.
All right, here we go. First up is MSTRIGGAWHO. Miss Trigger Who?
Miss Trigger Who? It says Ms. Trigger Happy. So, all right, let's see here. We got, we got her.
All right. This one, I guess it's Baha Yogi, BAHAYOGI.
Okay. And Baha Yogi, Alex Kaufman is her name.
Okay, got her.
Hang on, let's see if she pops up. Okay. She's got the buzz cut going. Okay.
Yeah. All right. Art. Let's see. It's A. I think. Is that A? I think. Yeah. A. No. Maybe it's A N. I'm sorry. A N T.
A N T.
D I K A Y.
D I K A Y. No.
No. So then it might be an R. I'm sorry. So A R T might be art. I'm sorry.
A R T.
D I K Y. K A Y.
D I K A Y. Yes. Anastasia, okay. Mm-hmm. I believe is her name. Yep. Then we got to go to the images. It didn't pull her up. Okay. Gee, she's healthy. All right.
And then, Real Bernice Burgos. Real is R-E-A-L.
Uh-huh.
Bernice is B-E-R-N-I-C-E.
Mm-hmm.
And then Burgos is B-U-R-G-O-S.
Yeah, she pulled up here. And let me see. All right. She's definitely number one. she's definitely number one. I'll take... What's a artsy fartsy number two, arts and crafts number two. I will definitely take Alex Kaufman number three. I like that look on okay. that buzz
yeah.
buzz blonde cut and Miss Triggered and Happy and all that should be number
sure four.
Yeah.
All right, I think we can get another one
yeah.
in. Stella, so S T E L L A.
Okay.
Cat with a K, K A T.
Okay.
Uncut.
Uncut. All right. Stella Cat. Let's see if she pulls up on here. Nope. She didn't pull up on that one. And let's go to the images. And oh boy. let's see here. Okay. We got her.
Got her. All right. And then this next one is Brianna Amor. So B R I A N N A A M O R.
A M O R. All right, Brianna DeFrancisco. All right, let's pull her up. And we got her. All right, next.
All right, Louisa. I'm not even going to attempt to pronounce this second
spelling.
Name. But it's Louisa Khovanski. Kovansky.
Okay. Louisa Kovansky, let's see. She's got 4 million followers on her Instagram page, man. You get paid for these Instagram things when you get
You them. Used to. I don't know if that's still the deal, but yeah, big, you know, if you used to, that was the whole thing about social media back when Twitter and Instagram started. The more followers you had, you could probably potentially land yourself some.
Yeah, I'm not going to get any followers anyway. But all right, one more.
All right, and then Cape. C-A-P-E
mm-hmm.
underscore
mm-hmm.
Verdian, V-E-R-D-E-A-N.
V-E-R-D-E-A-N.
Uh-huh. Underscore.
Queen 25.
Yeah. Oh, she popped right on up for you,
yeah.
huh?
Yeah. Her name is Shaka Fernandez. That one went wrong. Let's see here. Okay. Looks like she's down in Miami. All right. I will go... I'll go Louisa 1,
mm-hmm.
I'll go Stella Cat Crazy, number two. I'll take the Cape Verdean Queen or whatever she's called, number three, and Brianna Lovechild or whatever, number four. All right, that's Rankin for a Tuesday evening. Back with you to wrap it up with the Love TKO, Chuck Green, the Kia Studios, Sports Radio, Nights in the Game, theodyssey.com.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.